In San Francisco, a long-awaited jury trial between two tech giants has finally begun. Yesterday, in opening statements, Waymo, that's the self-driving car unit of Alphabet, Google's parent company, claimed that Uber stole some of Waymo's trade secrets when it hired one of its former executives. Uber calls the accusation baseless. Here to explain is our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Teddy Schleifer is senior editor for Recode and joins us now. Hi, Teddy.
How's it going?
It's going well. And this is about Waymo's trade secrets and one of its former executives, Anthony Lewandowski. What exactly is Waymo claiming?
Sure. Well, Waymo's kind of claiming that there's some sort of conspiracy here between Lewandowski, who is a former engineer, and Uber, to take trade secrets from Waymo in self-driving technology and bring them over to Uber, at which point giving Uber or helping give Uber advantage in the self-driving tech race. So the company filed a lawsuit after finding that Lewandowski downloaded about 14,000 files right around the same time he left the company. And the question is, were those trade secrets then used to give Uber an early advantage in the self-driving race when Uber later acquired Lewandowski's company?
And Lewandowski is pleading the fifth in this case.
Right.
But another figure at the center of the story is Uber's former CEO, Travis Kalanick. Did Waymo present any evidence to implicate either of them?
Right. Well, because Lewandowski is pleading the fifth, it sort of shifts the focus of attention to Kalanick, who is in a lot of ways a larger-than-life figure here in Silicon Valley. So he's kind of the center of Waymo's suit. They're trying to prove a conspiracy between Kalanick and Lewandowski because Lewandowski is not named as a party in the case because he's pleading the fifth. So the question is, you know, what did Kalanick know? When did he know it? So they're working hard to show that, you know, he was, of course, bringing those trade secrets and was involved in helping Lewandowski give Uber this advantage. A lot of the evidence that Waymo shows kind of revolves around Travis's personality, which is well known here in tech, showing his desire to win at basically any cost in self-driving. So a lot of it is trying to paint a portrait of Travis as someone who would do anything to win, including allegedly stealing trade secrets.
So Uber is denying these claims. What's their strategy?
Sure. So they're basically trying to show that Waymo is disgruntled losers, that basically they were behind in self-driving technology and they were losing people like Anthony Lewandowski, who's a talented engineer. So they have a lot of kind of email records where people talk about where Waymo executives are stressed about Lewandowski leaving, where they discuss losing talent to Uber and need to work harder to get better. So Uber's argument essentially is Waymo is losing and that's why they're suing us. And it's, you know, in a lot of ways is about the character of the company as much as it is about the tech.
And what is at stake for both of these companies in this trial?
Sure, it's different things. So Uber, you know, potentially could have to pay millions of dollars and it could be a substantial roadblock in their self-driving tech development if they're found to have basically stolen trade secrets and misappropriated them. Now, Alphabet and Waymo, it's a different situation. For them, this is a pretty unusual move to basically not settle, to go forth with this pretty explosive, well-publicized lawsuit. So the challenge for them is more reputational, right? Like, what happens if Alphabet does this huge suit and, you know, Waymo is basically left looking, you know, successfully by in Uber's case, like a disgruntled loser? So a lot of this is reputational for Alphabet, but it has very, very real possible consequences for Uber if they were to lose.
That's Teddy Schleifer, senior editor for Recode. Teddy, thank you.
Sure thing.